Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, June 20th, 2019. On this day in 1840, Samuel Morse received the patent for the telegraph. As Berlin Briefing reported yesterday, the Senate has frozen rents in Berlin for the next 5 years, which makes the capital the first federal state to decide on such a cap. With immediate effect, rents for flats that are not socially subsidized may not be increased. In addition, there are to be rent ceilings that prohibit a sharp rise in housing costs. Berliners who pay more are to be given the opportunity to have their rent reduced. The Rent Cap Act is to apply retroactively from June 18th of this year. According to Senator for Urban Development Katrin Lomscher, the cap applies also if new tenants move in. It even could be lowered if the previous rent was above the upper limit. The new regulation applies to an estimated 1.5 million apartments, which means that around 2 million Berliners are affected. However, the rent freeze does not apply to new apartments. Other exceptions are planned to finance necessary or energetic renovations. Larger modernization measures must be approved by local authorities, while smaller modernizations don't need an approval. Failure to comply with these regulations could result in a fine of up to 500,000 euros for landlords. Exemptions can also be made for smaller landlords if they can prove, quote, economic hardship. In these individual cases, rent increases and higher rental agreements can be approved by the authorities. Since March, the Senate has been examining the legal possibilities. Lomscher said that experts have also been involved and assume that the new regulation is legally safe. Housing companies have announced fierce resistance to this rent freeze, however. Recently, housing cooperatives had warned against the introduction and also accused the Senate of irresponsible action. In fact, it is not yet clear how the rent cap will be implemented. In the days before the Senate session, the Berlin Tenants Association had recorded a sharp rise in rent increases. It is suspected that owners still wanted to take the opportunity to hike up monthly rents before the freeze was introduced. In the opinion of the red-red-green state government, those affected do not necessarily have to pay these rent increases. Lomscher said that increases would only be effective if tenants agreed. If they do not do so, the deadline of June 18th, which is the deadline for the rental cover, will apply. Representatives of business and housing associations, as well as the opposition factions, have sharply criticized the introduction of the rent cap in Berlin. Construction work on the S9 and S45 routes to Schönefeld Airport began yesterday, coinciding with the start of the 2019 summer holidays and peak travel season. In addition, lines S46, 47, 8, and 85 were and will continue to be interrupted, meaning that holidaymakers must expect considerable restrictions on these routes. Per reporting in the Berliner Morgenpost, yesterday's long queues at replacement bus stops and many discouraging tweets from travelers regarding overcrowding proved that substitute transport is not working properly yet. The Deutsche Bahn announced construction work on the track beds of the line could not be postponed. Between Grunau and the Grunauer Kreuz, as well as between Adlershof and Schöneweide, construction workers have to exchange a total of 3.32 kilometers of track, while a drainage pipe is being renewed on the line to Schönefeld. After more than 100 years of operation, the Schöneweide S-Bahn station is also undergoing a general overhaul. Ironically, the S-Bahn Berlin wanted to accommodate its customers and expressed this in the announcement of the project, stating, quote, "When many Berliners and Brandenburgers are on holiday, Deutsche Bahn uses this time and invests in maintenance. Therefore, in the coming weeks, there will be busy construction, which will also have an effect on S-Bahn traffic." The airport company does not want to judge the start of construction work at the start of the holiday season. Spokesman Hannes Stefan Honemann stated, quote, "We simply have to take that for granted." Travelers are being asked not to squeeze into replacement buses at Baumschulenweg S-Bahn station, the most important transport link to the airport, and are being asked to use other connections from the outset. According to Honemann, regional trains, which the S-Bahn Berlin also recommends, are a very suitable alternative even without the construction work. Nevertheless, the airport company advises passengers to prepare for longer waiting times throughout the holiday season, to be at the terminal at least 2 hours before departure, and to check their flight status online or by telephone beforehand. As reported yesterday by Berlin Briefing, by the end of the holiday season on August 2nd, Schönefeld and Tegel airports are expecting a total of more than 5 million passengers, a good 430,000 of them on the first 4 days. The counters and security checks will also be full during the rest of the holiday weekends. This is especially true for the first weeks of July, when the first wave of return travelers arrive. According to S-Bahn boss Peter Buchner, the first train of the new generation has arrived at the S-Bahn Schöneweide plant. The two-car unit reached the southeast of Berlin by rail from Velten, where the vehicle manufacturer Stadler is located. Stadler is building the railways in a consortium with Siemens. The train will remain in Schöneweide throughout the summer, where S-Bahn employees will have a chance to get used to the new design, and train drivers will learn about the new cars during training sessions and various tests. This new vehicle is one of 10 pre-series trains to carry passengers from January 21st of 2021, initially on the S-47 between Spindlersfeld and Südkreuz. It's planned that the fleet will grow to 382 cars by 2023 at a cost of 900 million euros. Step by step, the air-conditioned trains extend their range of application to the lines S46, S8, as well as the S41 and 42. Bank customers in Berlin and Brandenburg can expect limited service again today, as the trade union Verdi has called a 2-day warning strike. The background to this is the faltering collective bargaining with employers. Employees of Berliner Sparkasse, Deutsche Bank, Commerzbank, LBS, as well as Berlin Hip, and the investment banks of the states of Berlin and Brandenburg are called upon to lay down their work again today. Employees are demanding 6% more salary and want to negotiate the next increase after only 1 year. In addition, the union wants to enforce 6 paid, quote, health and relief days per year, as well as a binding entitlement to further training. Verdi Secretary Sebastian Ortmann spoke of a tense situation, stating, quote, unfortunately, even in the 4 rounds of negotiations to date, employers have still not made an acceptable offer, so the pressure is now being stepped up with a 2-day warning strike. Employers considered the demands to be unrealistic. Due to low interest rates and expensive regulation, the industry has little room to maneuver. In the 4th round of collective bargaining, employers said they were offering salary increases of 4.1% in 3 stages for a 36-month collective agreement. The negotiations for 200,000 employees nationwide will continue on July 3rd in Berlin. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.